Shanti. This is Diya Vyakt Murali of the 30th of June, 1974. The title is Make Your Effort Intense by Stabilizing Yourself in the Avyakt Stage. Make your effort intense by stabilizing yourself in the Avyakt Stage. Today, Baba is telling all the children information about the subtle region. All of you are interested in touring the subtle region, that is, in seeing the subtle region at least once, are you not? Do you know why you have this desire or this thought? Because Bab Dada plays his part as the resident of the subtle region, you too have the thought that together with Bab Dada, you should also have the experience of this. Therefore, Bab Dada is now relating his own experience to you. You know which is the most important time to have a special experience or to hear about those scenes, do you not? The time of Amrit Vela is especially fixed for the children. After that, according to the drama, Baba's time is for the souls of the rest of the world and is to give them the fruit of their devotion according to their capacity. To give souls temporary fruit for their Rajapradhan actions performed for a temporary period. For hearing the call of the true Bhagats and to grant them visions according to their different types of feelings. To give the message to the Brahmin souls of the previous Kalpa who are still hidden everywhere in the task of making his children instruments, to look after the scientists who are to become the instruments to finish the old world, in helping the knowledgeable souls and the loving and cooperative children in carrying out the task of doing godly service throughout the day, and in becoming the conquerors of Maya, according to the principle that the child receives the father's help by maintaining courage. Now, do you understand what Baba does throughout the day? Because of now being Avyakt, Sakar Baba can now also play the part of being a companion and cooperating with the incorporeal father with a fast speed all the time. So, Brahma Baba, the one who has an Avyakt body, because of not being in the bondage of the body, has quickly become a companion equal to the father at an intense speed. He could not have become such a companion in the corporeal form. Why not? What reason causes a difference between the corporeal form and the Avyakt form? In the corporeal body, he still had to give time to the physical body, and sometimes he even had to use his powers for himself in order to settle the accounts of the suffering of karma. So, in the corporeal body, he had to give time to the self, to his children, and to the world. And because of being in a corporeal body, he had to serve on the basis of physical facilities. However, in the Avyakt form, he doesn't have to take the support of physical means even for himself. In this way, firstly, because of being perfect, there is the fast speed of perfection. Secondly, because of not using time and powers for himself, there is a fast speed of service. Thirdly, because of not having any perishable means of support, the speed of thought is fast. There is so much difference in terms of time and power between being able to reach somewhere with your thoughts and in reaching somewhere with your body. In the same way, there is also a difference between the speed of the corporeal and the Avyakt. Scientists are trying to make their time and energy, that is, their labor and expansion of the facilities, very subtle and minute. They are making intense effort to reach somewhere in less than 1 second, and are also successful in that. Just as the speed of the souls who are instruments for destruction is becoming subtle and intense, so too the stage and speed of the souls who are instruments for establishment should also be subtle and intense. Only then will both the tasks be accomplished. So now do you understand the difference between the physical body and the avyakt body? According to the drama, for which service has Baba become avyakt? Do you understand the significance of this? The part of Brahma is fixed till the end of establishment. As long as the task of establishment is incomplete, the part of the instrument soul, Brahma, is not going to finish. He cannot play another part until then. The part of completing the new creation of the world father is fixed according to the drama. It is only remembered for Brahma that he created the progeny of the human world. This is why he is remembered as the great-great-grandfather. It is simply the stage, the place and the speed that have changed. The part of Brahma is still the same. Many children's thoughts reach Baba as to what Baba is doing all this time. Baba is also now asking, has the part of Brahma, being with Brahmins and being instruments for bringing benefit to the souls of the whole world and of establishing the new world, finished? Since the part is not finished and the world is not yet transformed, how can the part of Brahma be finished? Because of love, there is the thought of what Baba would be doing in the subtle region all this time. Do you ever have the thought of why and how Baba has the part in the subtle region for all this time? This too is of incognito significance. The soul who is free from the bondage of karma, who has become perfect, who has finished the cycle of rebirth in this kalpa, who is the first companion of the incorporeal father, the first soul to become an instrument for world benefit, the soul who has attained total success for the self and in terms of the world, can fully play a part wherever he wants and for as long as he wants. Since souls who have attained temporary occult powers can change their form, on the basis of their powers, can the soul who has attained total powers of success and is in an avyakt body not remain where he wishes for as long as he wants? What is the reason for bringing the soul from the incorporeal or avyakt stage into the corporeal form? First is the bondage of karma, second is the bondage of relations, third is the bondage of the part of the physical world and the bondage of the body. As soon as the costume is ready, the soul is pulled from an old costume into the new costume. So just think about all these bondages. From the vyakt form to the avyakt form, the bondage of the part of establishment is being carried out with even greater speed. Now, within this kalpa, there aren't the bondages of attraction of the body of others. As a bodily being, he has finished the bondages of all karmic accounts. Since the soul has become free from all karmic accounts, the physical body and the physical world cannot pull the soul. Just as when scientists go beyond the pull of gravity into space, the Earth cannot pull them. In the same way, as long as the time for playing his part in the new kalpa, in a new life and the new world has not come, until then, the soul is completely free and is free from physical bondages. Do you understand? Therefore, do not now have many different thoughts. How can Brahma Baba not fulfill the promise he made to the Brahmin children of going home together, of living and dying together, that is, of finishing the part? So, how can he not finish the contract he has taken of bringing about world transformation? Can the instrument who is the foundation for the task of the establishment be removed in between? Whatever actions everyone sees me perform, they will do the same. Will souls who are instruments for performing karma not enact this slogan? At present, you are performing actions for service on seeing the Father. Souls who are instruments to demonstrate the performance of karma will definitely be companions and remain cooperative till the end. Acha, this is the response to your thought. Baba will tell you the information of Amrit Vela another time, because that news is specially between the father and the children, and that will definitely be in detail. Acha, to such Rasyukt, that is, filled with the full significance, Yogyukt, Gyanyukt, and Yuktiyukt, children who are complete with all virtues, children who understand the deep significance of everything, to those who go beyond the attraction of the elements and the vices, to those who are cooperative with the Father, with a fast speed in the task of establishment, to the constantly loving souls, Bab Dada's love, remembrances, good night, and namaste. Personal meeting with Bab Dada. A spiritual army is of those who constantly have their weapons whilst moving along with law and order. The main virtue of an army is the extent to which they are fulfilling law and order. Are all of you moving along under this law and order? What is the main law for the spiritual army in which all other laws are included? The main law for the spiritual army is never to look at their own body or at other bodily beings, but to take every step looking towards the Father. This is the main law for the spiritual army. If you look at bodily beings or at your own body even slightly, then you will not be able to reach your destination of reaching the Father and meeting the Father. Acha, Om Shanti.